So St. Peter was at the gates of heaven interviewing a man. He said, you haven't done anything bad, but you didn't look like you did much good either. Can you tell me one good thing that you've done and I'll let you in? Well, the man replied, I was traveling down a road when I saw a group of thugs robbing a woman. So I went up to them and shouted for them to stop. Unfortunately, things got a little out of hand and I ended up punching out their leader. Then I challenged everyone else in the group to fight me. Wow, said St. Peter. When did this happen? About 2 minutes ago. So the man squeaked into paradise in his final acts of defending a stranger. This is a perfect segue into our gospel lesson for this morning. For the past couple of weeks, our gospel readings have been teaching us about discipleship, how discipleship must be number one commitment in our lives, how discipleship is lived out together, how it leads us to trust, to endure in rejection, and yet move on. In today's lesson, Jesus gives us a perfect snapshot of about a life committed to discipleship looks like in action, expressed in how we treat people around us every day. Discipleship is about being that neighbor, as Jesus defines being a neighbor to us. Jesus teaches this through one of his most famous parables, famously called the story of the Good Samaritan. The whole saga begins with this innocent question, who is my neighbor? Asks the lawyer, not a lawyer in today's sense of the word, but someone who is an expert in the Jewish law. Now, down through the ages, people have struggled to know where to draw that line of responsibility, of connection and social obligation. Am I my brother's keeper? Cain defiantly asked God after murdering his brother, the first question that humans ask their creator. And ever since, it has been the human heart has struggled to know just how much to give, how much to care, to whom to be, whom to protect, and to love. The average human heart puts restrictions on whom to help. Those like us who live near us, who think like us and behave like us, that's who our neighbor is. So the concept of neighbor was then, as it is now, generally some just limited to those who live in our vicinity, right? We think that's who we think that's our neighbor. And the Old Testament expanded that understanding of neighbor to include the entire people of Israel, fellow members of the covenant. So the lawyer now in the story, wishing to look good in front of an audience of his neighbors, asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? Perhaps he wants to show off just how well he knows the Jewish law. But Jesus responds to this question with his well-known teaching, a teaching that turns the lawyer's views upside down. We could all tell this story from memory, right? A man is robbed, beaten, and left for dead. A priest and a Levite pass by, crossing to the other side, and a Samaritan stops by and is moved with, really the word is compassion. He bandages and cares for the wounded man, takes him to an inn, promises that he will pay whatever is necessary for his care. And so who is the neighbor to the injured man, Jesus asks. And the lawyer acknowledges, yes, the Samaritan is the true neighbor. Jesus transformed the concept then of neighbor, of discipleship. Being a neighbor has little to do with geographic or ethnic boundaries. Neighborliness, discipleship is a matter of caring for anyone in need in our midst. No questions asked. A friend recently told me a true story of how a friend of hers, they live up in Westchester County, recently lost a son to suicide. The neighbors around them rallied around the family. They fed them. They opened their homes to allow the family to sit Shiva, the Jewish ritual of mourning. where the family stays home and greets fellow mourners and is comforted and cared by others. Now, the family who happened to have lost their son happened to be ardent anti-Trumpers. And the neighbors who helped, they were Christian pro-Trumpers of the community. Compassion compels us to see beyond the labels that we place on ourselves and each other, and teaches us to respond to the need at hand. No questions asked. In Jesus's story, so three people approach this badly injured man: priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan. The priest and Levite are members of an elite religious establishment, yet they cross to the other side despite all their training in religion. As hard as it may seem to us, they were obeying the religious laws to maintain ritual purity. Helping this man would have rendered them unclean and unable to perform any ritual function at their destination. So the law that they were following, the rules and regulations that they were keeping, kept them from being open to compassion. The law trapped them. They were unable to render help if they followed what they were taught to do. Now, the enmity between the Jews and Samaritans is well known, right? Although they were loosely related peoples, there were centuries of disputes, and eventually this hatred formed this enormous wall between these two peoples. Samaritans were seen as inferior half-breeds. Prayers were offered in the synagogue, cursing the Samaritan people as heretics, begging God, deny them eternal life. So no wonder, if we can just put ourselves back in that story, no wonder it outraged and stunned the listeners who were hearing this parable. Of all people, Jesus is describing a Samaritan helping a Jew out, being a shining example of what being a neighbor, what being acting like a disciple was like. The Greek text tells us that the Samaritan had not pity, but really the word is compassion on the victim. So with compassion, it is impossible not to get involved, because it means to suffer with, to experience another person's pain. This Samaritan demonstrates for us how compassion should look like in our lives. He stops. He takes the time out of his busy schedule. He risks harm by aiding this wounded traveler. He uses his own supplies. He puts the injured man on his own animal, and he walks the rest of the way. He takes him to an inn. He pays for his care out of his own pocket. So being a neighbor, being a disciple, means compassion, sacrifice, care, concern, giving of our resources to bring healing and safety to another human being. The Good Samaritan didn't wait for anyone else to help. He didn't go looking for recognition or rewards for his deeds. He just saw a person in need and he chose to act. And that choice, the decision to love and to care and get involved, is what discipleship for us looks like. So as we go about our week, let's think about the people around us. Who might we help? Who might be waiting for someone to be a neighbor to them? And can we be that person? Our salvation, our discipleship is connected, just like in this the beginning, that story about that poor soul who appears before St. Peter and is admitted because he did one good deed out of compassion. So the text teaches us we are to be each other's keeper. We are each other's neighbor, no matter what differences there might be or whatever might be in the way. It's all dissolved by compassion. Compassion will teach us to tear down the walls, to serve each other and those in need as disciples in Christ. So only with compassion Will we be healed? Will our country be healed when compassion guides our actions? So let us remember that and let us go as Jesus commands and do likewise. Amen.